Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Every good gift and every perfect gift. Chapter 2. The gift of righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ given for our cause and to us for justification, salvation, and life. Romans 5, 17. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. When the subject of good gifts is approached, it also becomes very significant to know the classification and qualification of the gifts that are most essential for a person's life and that are precedent to others. There are gifts for people's lives that we should never fail to see in their position of primacy and highest esteem. There are gifts that an individual should never put in the second place, set aside, or exchange for other gifts, for there are gifts that contribute to some varied aspects of people's lives, but there are gifts that underlie and give eternal support for them. 1 Corinthians 3, 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Thus, among the countless good gifts that God offers to human beings, there are those that have a higher prominence because they have a position of greater excellence by the fact that they are the forerunners of others and because they are also those who give life and purpose to all the other good gifts that come from the Heavenly Father. There are gifts directed to us by God that even precede the very eternal salvation that human beings so essentially need for the eternal life of their souls. Although eternal salvation from God seems to be the first and most essential gift that a person specifically needs to receive in one's life, in order to establish a proper fellowship with the Lord, this very salvation can only be achieved by being preceded by what God, through the Scriptures, calls the gift of righteousness. A person can only achieve the eternal salvation of one's soul because the gift of righteousness made and makes it possible. Without the gift of righteousness offered prior to salvation, there is no possibility for a person to receive the gift of salvation, for it is through the gift of righteousness that God made salvation available and possible to be accessed by human beings who incurred in perdition by becoming associated with sin and, as a consequence, with the body of sin or with the bondage that comes from subjection to sin. Romans 5, 6-8. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It is the gift of righteousness that allows a person to receive salvation to eternal life in God. And without the gift of righteousness, as the forerunner of salvation, there is no possibility for anyone to approach the Lord's salvation. Therefore, it is the acceptance of the gift of righteousness that leads a person to reach the salvation and eternal life offered by God. The offer of the gift of righteousness by God and the acceptance of the very gift of righteousness by a person is what allows an individual to enter into the salvation offered by the kingdom of God. And the gift of righteousness, in turn, due to which a person can receive the salvation of one's soul to eternal life in God, is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Son of God also born as the Son of Man, crucified, buried, resurrected, and seated eternally at the right hand of the heavenly throne of the eternal Father. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. 1 Corinthians 2, 1-2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Timothy 3, 16. And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. It is by the grace of God, through believing in Christ Jesus as the Lord and as the gift of righteousness to everyone who believes in Him, that a person's salvation is granted by the Heavenly Father. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was slain and rose again to be our eternal High Priest, the King of righteousness and the King of peace, according to the order of Melchizedek, is the primordial and supreme gift that has precedence and primacy over all other gifts that God, by His grace, offers to all humankind. Acts 4:8-12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This, Christ, is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." So that we could have the way of eternal salvation and reconciliation with God established, it was necessary that the Lord Jesus Christ should be made our righteousness, be made, by the gift of God, the gift of the righteousness of the Heavenly Father offered to us for our justification, salvation, and newness of life in the Lord. Jeremiah 23:6. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely, now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Therefore, before being called to believe in God's salvation, or together with this calling, a person is called to believe in Christ Jesus as the Lord, through whom one can be saved, for it was through him that the Heavenly Father provided us with the way of justification to new life in the Lord as his eternal children. Romans 10:13-10. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 1:10-13. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. The essential door and path for reconciliation with the Heavenly Father and for all the other gifts that God offers us through His grace and as a consequence of salvation is, and always will be, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 10:7. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And beyond being the door to salvation and the way to the truth and the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ is also the provision of sustenance and life for those who follow this path, that is, for those who live and walk in Christ Jesus. 1 John 5:11. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. John 6, 32-35. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to Him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." By the gift of righteousness, called Christ Jesus, the eternal Emmanuel given to us for justification, for salvation and life, God was in Christ giving Himself to humanity to grant to everyone who believes in Him, freely by grace, the way of eternal fellowship with the one living God and Creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ Jesus, as the gift of God given in favor of humanity, is the possibility for people to have access to the gift that they most need for all present and eternal life, which is the restoration of an appropriate fellowship or relationship with the Heavenly Father, with His eternal and beloved only begotten Son, and with the very precious and beloved Holy Spirit of the Lord. The gift of righteousness for justification, salvation, and newness of life is so essential and fundamental that the one who receives it also receives the Heavenly Father, and the one who does not receive it also does not receive the Heavenly Father either. John 13:20. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Luke 10:16. He who hears you hears me, he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The Heavenly Father is the supreme giver and rewarder of every good gift and perfect gift. However, He has ordained that everything is to be given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, for Christ Jesus likewise participated in all creation and because He gave His life as a perfect sacrifice so that we may be justified in Him unto eternal salvation. In the face of this, a Christian should never forget that Christ is the essence of every Christian's life. Christ is the first love that should never be overlooked or put aside, not even in the second place. The life called Christian, without having Christ as its essence and support, is a misstep, for without Christ, a Christian can do nothing that is indeed Christian. The so-called Christian life or Christianity, without the living participation of Christ in those who claim to believe in Him, is a human religion with the appearance of being true, which is called in the Scriptures as another gospel or a different gospel, a proposal of a gospel that is not a gospel indeed, but a false proposition built on deceit. A more specific look at the theme of the Another Gospel is found in the series on the Gospel of God. Therefore, Christ is the very foundation and essence of a Christian's Christian life. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Colossians 3:4. When Christ who is our life appears, or will manifest Himself, then you also will appear, or be manifested, with Him in glory. In all the universe, there is no other gift that exceeds the giving of the Son of God to us by the Heavenly Father and the surrender of the Son of God Himself for us, who gave Himself, for our redemption, moved by the gift of perfect heavenly love. Besides the gift of righteousness from God, There is no other gift in the universe that demonstrates a more exalted, sublime, and entirely perfect gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness offered to all human beings by the Lord is matchless and incomparable. And having God already offered the highest of His gifts, would He not also give us the other gifts through the most elevated gifts given to those who believe in Him and receive Him in their hearts? Ephesians 5, 2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Romans 8, 32. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Finally, in this chapter, under the subject of gifts, there is so much more to be said about the Lord Jesus Christ as the gift of the complete and perfect heavenly righteousness, the supreme action of God's mercy towards us, and the exalted gift bestowed upon us for the salvation and life that the Lord even revealed to us a broad or vast set of gifts called the gospel to expose it to us in its most varied aspects, and from which, we tried to show many relevant points in the specific series on this gospel. Thus, due to the greatness, uniqueness, and sublimity of the gospel of the Lord, we suggest that the reader looks intensely at what the scriptures have to teach us about it if one has not already done so and goes back to the teaching about it from time to time so as not to distance oneself from the understanding of what is indeed fundamental for one's life. Concluding, then, this chapter, we emphasize that a Christian should never depart from the gift by which one can have access to salvation and from the gift by which one is sustained at each new day and moment in life as saved and redeemed by the Lord, for just as the righteousness of God grounds the eternal throne of the Lord, so also the gift of the righteousness of God supports the life of the one who lives by faith in the eternal Lord. Romans 1, 16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Plus. Romans 6, 23, b. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.